The issue of domestic violence among the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples has become an intergenerational problem. Although such actions are condemned, the reasons and solutions are not as clear-cut as you would think, as history, culture and government intervention are always coming into play. Daniel Saluka asked Christina Robertson, the coordinator of the Warringah Baya Aboriginal Women's Legal Centre, about how the issue of violence has managed to become so prevalent and what's now become intergenerationally perpetuated.
I think when we talk about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we have to go back through a number of decades and probably centuries in relation to looking at colonisation and the impact that has had on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We see that since colonisation or since invasion, Aboriginal people have been subject to a lot of violence over the years, and so that in itself has manifested itself into Aboriginal communities. So one of the things that's happened is that we see this transgenerational violence that's actually been the root cause of that has sort of, been interwoven into our communities over the last couple of, quite a few decades.
Also seems to be a particular trend of violence towards the males within the Aboriginal community. Why do you think that that's an issue?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of violence within our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, and I think there's a lot of male against male violence. But equally so, we see really high stats of violence perpetrated by males against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. Our service, Warringah Baya, actually works with Aboriginal women as victims of violence, and the violence could be domestic, family, and sexual violence. We understand and realise there's issues around violence with men and perpetrating violence against each other, but that's not our focus and that's not what we do in our workplace. We focus on women being victims of violence.
In your opinion, what can be done to stop or at least prevent this from occurring?
I think, unfortunately, what we need to do is there's a number of different layers and there's a number of different resources or possible solutions or potential options for interaction or intervention and prevention. Some of those things come from actually, being able to resource communities adequately to be able to respond to violence. And some of that looks, some of that involves funding, adequate funding to services and to communities so that they can actually put some good programs and some services in place that can actually work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on the ground. And that, some of these programs and some of these solutions, they need to be community-driven. And if it comes from an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspective, it will have more of a sense of ownership, which means that hopefully it will make more of a difference than a government sort of, program that's rolled out across communities, which doesn't actually have any community buy-up. And so I think that's what we need to look at is programs for men, programs for women, programs for children, and being able to have support services that are able to have Aboriginal workers, that have cultural awareness or cultural safety systems in place so that they can understand the cultural needs of the community that they're working with. I think they're some of the things that we need in place to start actually being able to work in this area and work effectively with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, particularly around violence.
Finally, what is your outlook for the future?
Well, I'm hoping that we get more investment from, unfortunately, government to be able to, let Aboriginal people lead the way in being able to be the solution to some of the issues that are impacting on them and their community. If there's enough investment into communities, investment into services that work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, that hopefully we will see more programs and more opportunities around looking at an intervention and prevention, and some of those strategies hopefully being adopted in communities so that we actually see the decrease or the elimination of violence against women and elimination against violence against children and elimination against violence within our communities altogether.
Christine Robinson, coordinator of the Warringah Baya Aboriginal Women's Legal Centre, speaking there with Daniel Saluka.